Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
And that was pretty cool. I want to thank everybody for listening in. This is Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Again, I'm doing this for the second time on Skype. This sounds a lot better than before. I used to get little cracks here and there every time I was doing it via a digital phone. Shows you how technology can change, and you just need to adapt, as they say. But once again, I want to thank everybody for listening, and future listeners, and those who will be listening to this on the archive. I have a very special show, but I want to get into some issues first, some situations to understand, because I think it's imperative for your understanding. My guest that's coming on, she has been doing several, almost a few years now, quarterly analysis for us on the cosmos. But let me explain to you, first of all, when people look at between what readings and astrological analysis and the differences are there. First of all, readings are situations that are determined and at that given moment, but can be altered by you and or the universe, which is also known as being co-created. That's very important to understand. Now, astrological analysis is totally different. Astrological analysis is basically you're on a road, you're on a journey, you're on a path. And analysis is basically giving you the weather map so you know, hey, what's going on here, right? So that's in tune what your, what it is inclined. So it's like it's better to know in the weather map. I apologize if somebody's sending me a message while I'm trying to do this. Astrologist is trying to send me analysis is to give you a roadmap on your journey. So it'd be like if there you want to know if there's a lot of snow or the streets are going to be iced out or it's not a good day to drive. This way you're aware of it. That's basically sort of the same thing. Or if it's so blistering hot, that you might not want to go out there without having a whole bunch of water to drink. So it's really important to have an astrological analysis. It gives you the determination of what is basically the weather pattern. So, and you can always make choices based upon it. We always have free will, but it gets you to go there. So now my guest, Carrie Fezza, has been doing past readings and past astrology. I've had her for, like I said, several years. She has also done my own personal, which I would not recommend anybody unless I feel they're highly accurate and I can fully get behind them. Like I said, she's been highly accurate. And it's not to be so nostalgic of her astrology or the information that's being provided us, which I have her do every 3 months, which I feel honored to have her every 3 months. But it's good to provide us to know what the weather conditions, like I said, and what is out there. And I know it's better to know that when you need a rainbow or an umbrella or a raincoat, that it's because it's raining. Or if it's just really nice sunny weather and you just need a t-shirt and you just can head out to the beach and hit the surf. So again, I really, really highly recommend that you check out Carrie Fezza. Give her a call, and I know that you'll be extremely happy with the information she provides. She will give you a very good weather map. And I believe Carrie is with us now, and I want to thank you for coming on my show once again. So how are you doing, Carrie?
I'm good, and thank you for having me. I've always enjoyed doing this. We get into some good stuff here on your show, and you always broaden my horizons with your political knowledge.
Oh, again, talk politics. sometimes we have to. I think there's a lot of correlation between politics, spirituality, and with your mapping knowledge. That just to give you a couple instances, I was sort of fascinated. and this is a recap something really quickly. I know from our last show that you did 3 months ago that you had elaborated about the change in movement at this time going into conservative area, and here, and we're talking particularly in the United States now. And actually, it's not just the U.S., but it seems like sort of a movement that's been going around the world. And conservative, I mean, in that respect, old school. And that's happened in the U.S. by with the Tea Party movement, the Republican Congress now taking over in the House. There seems to be a switch. And also that you gave us a glimpse of, which we did have sort of a glimpse of information that was going to be disclosed to us, which you had said would start happening, which started happening, ironically, back in August, which you did say, which started with WikiLeaks started doing the thing back in August. And that's when the information started coming on. So it seems that, you know, you have all this new information, our new weather map, so to speak. Can you start telling us what is going to happen during these times since the winter solstice?
Yeah. What makes this really interesting, this winter solstice, is what was interesting with the summer solstice 6 months ago, is both of them are backed up by eclipses. On the exact day of the winter solstice, which provides us, as you say, with the weather map for the next 3 months, it's going to be energized by a full moon lunar eclipse, which makes the impact of the next 3 months all that much more powerful. And in reference to the return to conservatism, we're going to continue to see that, because on the winter solstice chart, Capricorn and its ruling planet Saturn are the rulers of the chart. And in my mind, Capricorn rules corporate America. It's the conservatives. It's the old money. And Saturn sort of rules delays, restriction, and downsizing. And no matter what show you watch, whether it's news or entertainment, there's a lot of talk about downsizing these days. And another significant point that's going on with the sign of Capricorn, which again becomes the ruler of this chart, is when Pluto entered the sign. And Pluto is not only in the sign of Capricorn, it's very close to the crucial angle, the ascendant. 2 years ago, we did a show where we saw Pluto enter Capricorn, and I predicted the downfall of corporate America and big money, and we've seen that since, and those trends will continue. But what's interesting in this three-month period, again, as with the summer solstice, even though there's still that strong conservative element, Jupiter is going to re-enter Aries at the end of January, Aries being the pioneer sign. And Jupiter rules expansion. It's kind of the opposite of Saturn. So where you have an old guard mentality, you're going to see the new guard or the new wave start to make noise again in this quarter. And we'll see a lot more of that as the year progresses and Uranus enters the sign of Aries, which we'll probably talk about in depth 3 months from now on the vernal equinox. Jupiter and Uranus. Uranus shakes things up. Uranus is your radical. Uranus is your unconventional. Uranus is your inventor. It's higher minded, but it's totally new age thinking. And both Jupiter and Uranus had entered Aries last summer. So we did get a glimpse previously of some of the new things that could be coming about. And we're going to get another little taste of that. And I think throughout this year, you'll see a dramatic change from the old guard to the new way of thinking. So that's something that's going to be interesting in this three-month period. Intuitively, I also work as an intuitive and as a tarot card reader. I sort of felt like the sun in this chart, which again, when we do a solstice or equinox chart, it's the most important point. And I sort of felt like it could represent Obama, because he is a Leo, which is ruled by the sun. And the sun is very close to Pluto, the planet that rules huge transformation, death, and rebirth. And also what lies beneath lies very close to the sun. The North Node, which is fate and destiny, powerful position, and Mars, which rules war, all lie very close together in the sign of Capricorn. So I could see Obama taking, if we perceive the sun to be him in this chart, getting a lot stronger, gaining strength, if he aligns himself with more conservative forces and sort of shifts more over to the right. If not, with Pluto and Mars there, both planets of turmoil and potential violence, he could be working against his own agenda, or it could put him in line for even, kind of going out on a limb, an assassination attempt or somebody really powerful attacking his physical body, because the sun rules the physical body and Leo rules the heart and the spine. So that's just something to keep an eye on. So, and when we look, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just to go backtrack, so you're basically, and this is just in Russia, it's putting Obama in the position of extreme power and confidence. And because he's actually moving, people think he's moving more conservative base, which he's been really actually. And with his new Congress, which sort of would put you would think put him at his odds at his own agenda, but it seems like he might be trying to become do what like sort of like Clinton had done, where Clinton had moved actually when it was sort of the same thing happened back in '94 when the Republicans took over the House. He sort of moved over and sort of met a middle ground with them. Or some people are assuming that he might end up being falling like a Carter where he actually capitulates because he really doesn't have anything. He just basically capitulates and doesn't have any real substance behind any of his policies. So, but it goes into more, I think, and this goes into another thing that you were talking about, people, I think, becoming more aware, because you said secrets are coming out. Like his, well, I'm not getting back to his foreign policy is going back bad. But even if, for example, we're coming out of this recession and people have jobs, for example, which we should be because of $600 billion is being thrown back in the system by the Federal Reserve, which accounts for why the Federal Reserve, which now will control from this $3.5 billion of T-bonds, will go into $2.39 trillion control of assets, meaning they will have succeeded in centralizing control of the banks, not just in the United States, but worldwide. And with the help, they're also with help with the, through the IMF, with the EU bailout as well, meaning they're going to have more control, which gets back to you had mentioned about the old school and the old corporate money, and that's the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Windsors, the Rothschilds, who are perhaps behind the Obama initiative, and that's where the direct control is really accumulated, a quick quo, as they say, expected in the return for something. So it seems to me that what you're saying is it's all falling within that pattern of the old school, which is the old corporate, which is the old, you know, like I said, the families, and but yet people are becoming glimpses of awareness of this. But then you had something you said that if people try to go against it, that something would happen in retrospect with that. Am I correct?
Yeah, what strengthens Obama's position is the North Node. The North Node is always opposite the South Node. The North Node rules fate and destiny and is a positive sign of what we're meant to be working towards. Now, the eclipse that precedes this is a full moon eclipse, which puts the sun opposite the moon. So even though you have this strong conservative movement, on the opposite, directly opposite it, you have the moon, which rules the sign of Cancer, and both rule the sign of the country. So the South Node is self-undoing and disillusionment, so I think that represents the country being very opposed to all this conservatism and the old guard and the old ways, especially as it's reminiscent of the Bush administration. And the South Node is a strong energy of dissatisfaction, but if the country tries to fight back, or if there's even a strong political force, group, or a woman that actually goes to the extreme of taking action against the president, either verbally or physically, it's going to be to their detriment, because the South Node is self-undoing. So right now, the country, even though it might oppose us as a nation, might oppose what's going on, we don't have the power on our side. and directly in conflict with both sides is the Jupiter's entry into Aries, which stirs things up. Now, I don't know if that could represent the Tea Parties, but it certainly represents, at the bottom of the chart, a very grassroots movement that's totally different than anything we've seen before. And it's shaking up the nation, and it's shaking up the parties that are in power now, and both lie, even though both lie in opposition to each other, there's a third element that's going to come in and stir up both sides. Do you follow me on that? I know that's a lot of stuff in one nutshell.
Actually, that was pretty interesting, because actually it doesn't seem like that would be the Tea Party so much, because there's actually another movement that's starting to spur up, and it's a movement that is actually, because well, actually the Tea Party got hijacked. It was originally more of a libertarian party, but it got hijacked by the paladins of the Christian right wing, and they put in the and you know the Glenn Becks, and they sort of hijacked the Tea Party movement into their own agenda. And literally, the Tea Party was initially more of a libertarian party. So I think there is, and there's a, still people are not happy with them because they look at them as sort of lunatics. So, and they're really not the mainstream. They're sort of outside.
Can I interject for a minute when you're done? Or I just want to say something in regards to what you're saying. Jupiter is the planet that rules traditional religion. It sits right next to the planet Uranus, which would be a total symbolism for libertarianism. Out there, fringe movement, unconventional. And both these planets were really strong in the summer. They've sort of receded in the fall to a quieter position, but they're going to gain a lot of strength in the winter and into the spring. So that might be exactly what you're talking about. And so they are at odds with the country as a whole and with the powers that be.
Well, the reason I was saying that is because they're actually, it's odds with themselves. But there's a huge movement actually which is what you call the independence in the United States, which is usually more like literally 70% of the population are independents, or they're not left wing, right wing, but you know, no wing, okay? And there actually there's a movement for that movement to unfold. And what's real interesting is Bloomberg himself is initiating that thing. Because he was both a Republican and Democrat, now he's a Republican. But they're initializing that new movement of, you know what, we're sick of both wings, we're sick of both parties. People are coming to the point where they don't even care about both parties, which maybe what you're talked about with the Tea Party gave credence, but now people are thinking maybe having a third party. There's a lot of talk about it. I mean, You know, it's just curious. Jesse Ventura, I mean, that's sort of pretty out there, but there's also people really seriously talking about moving toward an independent party.
Well, Uranus also rules independence. So the Jupiter and Uranus, we call it a conjunction because they're right next to each other and they're moving pretty close together. That could have represented the Tea Party in the past and now represent the new movement, or it could represent both. See, astrology, it means what it means, but it is open to interpretation. So at one time, the Jupiter and Uranus could have represented that. And it's going to represent new age anything, and Jupiter's going to magnify it and give it make it more expansive. And when it moves into the sign of Aries, Aries becomes a crucial angle on any of the solstice or equinox charts. It becomes especially crucial on the vernal equinox. And around the time of the spring equinox is when Uranus is going to enter that sign. So there's going to be a huge shift of energy next spring. But we'll save that for the next show. But I think you're definitely on target with what you're saying.
And I got a question for you, because you had said something about, and I want to, because there's another part I want to get into later, we'll do, which is the 10-year function, what happens to presidents, which I definitely want to get into, that you briefed me on prior to the show. But I want to ask you, this has to do with WikiLeaks, what's going on in that situation, and what curiosity, because that, you had disclosed that a long time ago. This is the starting of that sort of same thing with Assange right now, who's a founder of WikiLeaks. And it seems like you had said whoever goes against Obama or the system, he basically made fools, of all the politicians mainly around the world, but particularly showed how the U.S. was disclose about things that their policies were really not what everybody thought they were. Like, like I had elaborated about Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers, and now stuff is probably coming out with BP. He said he's going to bring out. There's also the issue of Iran. Everybody kept on saying, "Oh, it's Israel pushing policy over the Middle East policies in the Middle East." But the WikiLeaks, for example, is now disclosed in full detail that it was actually the Saudis and the Arabs pushing the Middle East policies, particularly with Iran. So it seems more disclosure. And here you had said if somebody challenged them, they're going to go after them. And look what they're doing. The U.S. is now formally wanting to implement an espionage case against Assange. First, they went after the messenger. By the way, they found out that one of his supposed accusers of having been sexually whatever, molested or whatever, assaulted, turns out to be a CIA operative. So, and then another one is quickly being sent over to the West Bank. So there's another, so something's really smelling like they're trying to kill the messenger or get rid of the messenger. And it's like you had said that whoever goes against him, they're going to go after him big, big, big time. Not like Ellsberg, they tried to, but they didn't really do it like this. And it seems that's what you had just said, that anybody who goes after Obama or which he's the face of the system, or we would call in the olden days when I was a hippie, the establishment, man. So it seems like that's what's going on. You know, what's your take on that with relation to what you see with what you've disclosed in your analysis?
Well, I think with Mercury's retrograde, so again, we're actually as a nation, we have Mercury retrograde. So this is sort of a time when we're in tune with our natal energy. But this year, Mercury always transits close to the sun because in astronomy, Mercury is close to the sun. This year, through the solstices and equinoxes, when we've looked at the charts, including this one, Mercury is following the sun, so it's always directly behind it in the 12th house of secrets. And it's very close to the sun on the eclipse, which is also in the house of secrets. What are eclipses? Eclipses are revealing. They bring hidden things into the light. And about 15 hours after the eclipse, the sun moves over the ascendant into Capricorn. So you're going to have a lot more disclosures. But with the retrograde, you're going to have a much bigger attempt, I would say, to try and suppress that. But Mercury retrograde in the USA chart, because I always like to factor in the planets from 1776, because those are our natal planets. Mercury retrograde, if we apply it to this chart, is moving backwards and will come into contact eventually with the USA sun and the moon. So that the moon representing us as a nation, because it's the ruler of our country, that's when the crap is going to hit the fan, is what I'd say, or the nation's really going to act out and speak out.
When's this time period happen?
This is within the next 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what my projection is for, the next 3 months.
So you're saying,
but you're going to see it continually, I think, throughout the year.
You see very huge repercussions from the disclosures. Like, as much as they're fighting back to suppress what's coming out, it's going to still unfold more stuff. Do you, not to sound so out there and quirky, but do you think there's also Wiki said they were going to disclose things about the UFO information within the United States that's been highly classified for, 50 years now?
I would look for that in the spring, when Uranus goes into Aries. I don't think, I think that's something that could definitely come up during the next solstice equinox period. Uranus rules UFOs. And now it's still kind of quiet in the house of Pisces. When it moves into Aries, full blast.
And now another thing that you had said, that goes back, and this is really amazing. And by the way, everybody, you can check up, go back and look and listen to the archives on my past shows with Carrie. But it's really amazing. She has said that in her analysis that the United States is going to have to pull back because of finances, pull back how it's been basic caretaker of a lot of countries that they feel, you know, they're just going to start pulling back on, you know, they're going to have to take care of themselves first. And now there's been talk about pulling back money, you know, from, you know, for example, I know in the Middle East, there's been talk about pulling money from the Palestinians. There's been talk about pulling money out of the UN. They're only going to help people directly who actually show initiative, help set money aside only for people like the Haiti. But they're going to be very, very limited on as far as foreign money going out. And there is talk now, and this is not just little talk, this is the first time it was put on the floor in the Congress, to actually cut funds from the United Nations, which, by the way, the United States provides literally half the monies into the United Nations. So think, if that money comes out, right now the Europeans are on their, basically on their backside. There's something you had said, and I want to know what your feeling is, because it seems like as much as the U.S. is going to be on its trying to redevelop themselves, you know, financially, it's like taking their own house and they're worried about taking everybody else's house. What do you feel from the relationship with China then? Because I've seen you in here, you had discussed the House Friends Hopes is improving our economy by tapping into the allies and signs and other people's money. With other people's money in Scorpio, wouldn't that be like China? Because we're like basically not using their money, but using their, because it's basically we get them money and they're basically sort of whatever you want to call it, because it's not really money, but they're basically our economic partner, if you really want to call it, in course of the whole world. So I'm trying to get your perspective on that with from your analysis, that it seems like our economic relationship with China is actually going to grow bigger with them than with any other nation, including the Europeans.
Well, as far as China goes, I don't know a lot about that situation. I know a lot of our products are made in China, and yes, we are dependent on them. From an astrological perspective, I wouldn't put it down to any one country or place. But my interpretation would be with Venus in the sign of hopes and wishes, our income earned from our position within the world, and in the sign of Scorpio, which actually when Venus is in Scorpio, it's what we call in its detriment. It's not in a favorable position, but it does rule other people's money. So my interpretation of that would be us getting our resources through or from other countries, and that would be a continuing trend for the next 3 months. It might be China. It might be wherever. You know, I wouldn't put it down to one specific place, but I'd say we'd be looking to our allies to sustain us, because it's also the house of friends.
Yeah, well, because our friends don't have money, except for maybe the Brits. Well, the British Bank does have, the Bank of England has the money, but actually we went out to help bail on that through the Federal Reserve. But my thing is that the only resources it has backbone is actually Australia, too. Australia and China, in particular, maybe it's Australia that's going to be the one that's worth giving. Because actually they've been always with the United States, even from World War II or even beyond. But let me ask you, I want to get into this issue. I know, because I was holding back. Because I was waiting till the bottom of the hour, and I thought it was really, really fascinating, because we're going to go back into this other stuff, too. But and I've heard this. And by the way, you had spoken about, and this gets about every, you know, every president we've had, like, started its presidency on the Kennedy was a 60, 1960.
Elected in a 0 year.
Yeah, elected in a 0 year.
Since
1840. They've either had an attempt on their life or had died in the presidency or been assassinated.
Yeah, up until 1980, every president born between 1840 and 19, I mean, every president elected between 1840 and 1960 has died in office. A lot of them were shot or just assassinated. the president that was elected in 1980 was Ronald Reagan. Now, there was a definite attempt made on his life, but he didn't die. So they credit him with breaking that cycle because, to the best of my knowledge, there was no major attempts on President Bush's life, and a lot of people wished he'd be assassinated in office. Not my personal choice, but he wasn't.
Basically, he did choke on the floor. Remember, there was a...
Oh.
And that was actually turned out to be more serious than it was. He actually could have choked to death on the floor. I forgot what he ate. He ate a sandwich or something, and he actually choked on the floor. And he could have actually choked to death when he was in there, in the office, in the Oval Office.
He was watching that I didn't know, but it's not as significant as obviously the other people that have died in office, especially President Kennedy. But there was an interesting show on the History Channel the other night where they were crediting Nancy Reagan's daily contacts with astrologer Joan Quigley for saving his life and breaking the cycle, because Joan Quigley would consult with Nancy Reagan every day, and much to the chagrin of the Secret Service, she would call them up and rearrange meetings and restructure appointments and different things to correspond with the planets. Vindicated.
Yeah, well, he was somebody that they did try to kill him, though. He was shot at.
And, you know, what was fascinating about that was the moon was involved in that configuration very significantly, like it's involved in this chart with the eclipse, because it's a full moon lunar eclipse, and then the moon in the winter solstice chart. And even though President Reagan, the attempt on his life wasn't made by a woman, like remember back in 75, Squeaky Fromm, I think it was, tried to assassinate Gerald Ford, there wasn't a woman assassin. But it was done in the name of a woman. It was Hinckley, the wannabe assassin, brought up Jodie Foster's name many, many times, unfortunately for her, and it was said it was done for and about a woman. And I say this with the sun. If the sun is to represent Obama in this winter solstice chart, it's right next to Pluto and Mars, the very two planets that indicate violence. And with this internal uprising at the bottom of the chart, and if the moon is to represent the country and the nation being very, very disillusioned, there could be an attempt on his life. So I looked at the assassination attempt chart, and we can actually print that exact chart out with the date and the actual place, because it was in Washington, D.C., and what happened actually just this past fall, we had a Saturn return, which is a very significant turning point in any chart. And Saturn will retrograde in the spring and return to the Saturn return point. And the new moon lunar eclipse we're going to have on January 4th is going to reignite the Saturn return. Saturn works on a 29-year cycle, approximately. So if you go back 29, 30 years, it was the exact attempt on Ronald Reagan. So I looked at the correlation, and Saturn was in the chart actually of the autumnal equinox report. It won't retrograde back to that point, but it will retrograde back to its return point. So Saturn is in a configuration consistent with the attempt on Reagan's life. And another interesting thing that shows up between the two charts, again, is the moon next to the south node. And the nodes in the assassination attempt chart were actually following a nodal cycle. A nodal cycle is every 19 years, and the nodes were 1 degree away from their return point. But the south node was right next to the moon, just like it is in both the equinox chart and the winter solstice chart. So it's something to be aware of. And there's also whenever we're dealing with the solstices and the equinoxes and the zero Aries point, those are what are called the cardinal signs. And we have, I believe, 5 or 6 planets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in cardinal signs. And in the assassination attempt chart, you had at least 4 or 5. And 4 out of those planets were in the exact same degrees of cardinal signs that they are in this chart, or very close to it. So you have a strong cardinal planetary influence. You have this similar configuration of Saturn, and most significantly, you have the moon, the ruler of our country, the ruler of our sign, next to the south node, which is self-undoing and detriment. So I would really, if I was an astrologer advising the White House, I would beef up security. Definitely make sure Secret Service was on its toes and maybe add to it.
Is there perhaps, but if they actually pulled what they call a wag the tail, that's sort of in reference to making it up, making an illusion of attempt or making an illusion of the situation. And what if they made it, this is just a staged assassination to draw up sympathy for Obama, and it was never a real assassination?
That's kind of fascinating. I never, that never came to my mind. We look at illusions and things that are false or deceptive.
Well, the reason why, because you brought up Uranus, but I know, isn't Neptune sort of when there's like an illusion, or is it Neptune that he says there's an illusion?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Neptune would be the planet ruling that. But Neptune isn't in a position that's that strong in the chart or in configuration to these other planets I just previously mentioned. So because it's not a major player or significantly interacting with any of the other things I previously mentioned, that wouldn't be one of my forecasts. It's an interesting point, but it doesn't factor in the position that Neptune's in with the way the planets are now.
So... what about if it was more, let's say, because you mentioned the sun being him, well, what about the, you know, there's, what if there, the sun, since it represents the United States, could it possibly be, what about an attempted terrorist attack?
That's always possible, you know, Pluto being on the most crucial angle in the chart on this quarter. Pluto's always going to on a crucial angle of any equinox or solstice charts by its position in Capricorn, but it becomes much more significant in this chart, possibly. But the moon, I look at the moon as more of a representation of our country, because in this winter solstice chart, it's in the sign of Cancer, where it's at home, and Cancer is the sign of our country. So I sort of took the sun to represent Obama. This is my intuition. As I'm applying it to my work with astrology, and I look at the moon opposite the sun as being the country's opposition to our leader. And with the sun next to Pluto and Mars, if the sun was opposite Pluto and Mars, I'd say he could be a terrorist attack. Yes, Pluto and Mars are opposite the moon, so it could be a terrorist attack on our country in that respect, but because it's next to the sun, this would be a very far-out prediction, but it would mean that Obama might be in line with the terrorists that would be attacking our country.
Or how about this? What if the terrorist attack happened in Washington, D.C.?
Well, that would facilitate the fact that he might be involved.
Or it was actually directed, a hypothetical attack toward him because of his policies in the Middle East, that would spur that people, so that would be a terrorist attack killing, maybe, you know, who knows what the involvement, because we now know that, you know, that what the involvement with the 9/11, as far as the Twin Towers, who know, you know, that was, you know, who knows what Bush and Cheney in retrospect, they were involved. But it could be in that sort of same involvement, like you're saying, that people are speculating now with that and his involvement. Like if, because you said it was attack on him, and I always felt like you were talking the moon and then you're talking the sun. Well, then what a better way if they were to do something, God forbid, in D.C., and something happened in D.C., actually that would give sympathy toward him, which people would get behind him. And then he can, and since the one thing he does have, I mean, he's actually pretty screwed up as far as being real compromising or whatever, or negotiating. But one thing is a good speaker, better than Bush. So if a situation to occur in D.C. where there's a terrorist attack, could you imagine him standing out there and giving out his speech? And, you know, we're going to, you know, he would do better than Bush and round up people and then...
No, I don't see that in this chart because the sun is literally opposite the moon. And the moon is next to the south node. I don't think he is going to rally public support. Because the moon, the country, is in direct opposition to him. Plus, with the eclipse preceding the solstice, you're going to see hidden things about him come to light. Now, in reference to your attack on Washington, D.C., if he did precipitate attack on Washington, D.C., or was involved in a terrorist attack, he might wind up killing himself. He'd be more of a, he has a more of a potential to injure himself. He might come out victoriously on top, but it would be like cutting off your nose to spite your face. I don't see him rallying public support. And if someone did take him out, it would be to the country's detriment, because, and I'm taking that from the moon next to the south node, because you, even no matter whether you like the leader, is not a good leader, nobody liked, a lot of people didn't like President Bush. But you need a leader. You need a leader regardless of what you think of it. With no leader, there's a vacuum, and that would be a far worse situation.
So wait. So you're saying right now, in general, the public is moving more toward being against the government and against Obama, is what you're saying?
I've been saying that through your whole entire show.
So wait a second. So then he would become... Because as much as he would try to become like a Clinton factor, which everybody, a lot, most majority of people supported Clinton, even during his supposed impeachment BS thing, they even got even more supportive. In retrospect, he really, in reality, will become more and more like Carter, because that's exactly what happened to Carter back in the 70s. And it's really fun. I mean, I wish I had done an analysis in retrospect of what happened during the time of Carter, during that time, because it seems, you know, when you're talking about retrograde, kept on telling me, it kept on popping in my mind. It reminded me, because I remember the late 70s. This period that we're going through reminds me of the late 70s.
Okay, what was the late 70s? That's relatively just over 30 years ago. And what was 30 years ago? You had Saturn almost in the same position it is now. So you're working kind of on a Saturn cycle there, too.
Because it's very interesting saying that was actually Carter's time spur. There was a split because then Kennedy went against him because people were mad at Carter. Carter was not as, because first of all, over healthcare, he was trying to push in, Kennedy wanted to do a universal healthcare, by the way, which Nixon had, that's one thing Nixon and Kennedy agreed to, by the way. Ed, I'm talking about Ed Kennedy. And Carter didn't want to go through it, and he became more conservative, and as much as people think policy, but he became such a detriment that Kennedy actually decided to run against him, which split the party, which opened the door for actually Reagan wasn't that big as coming in, as people think. It opened the door for Reagan to come in because the Democratic Party was split up, because people forget that actually – I was like 60% of people were Democrats. There wasn't a huge independent back then. So it seems like history is repeating itself, because I remember the energy crisis and they start pounding in the monies because they were worried about a recession. And when they did that, we had hyperinflation here that then spurred on later on a recession, which again, Reagan got involved with, but we had a hyperinflation then. I mean, that's when interest rates started going through the sky. And I have a funny feeling our interest rates are, as much as they're low now, I'm thinking next year they're going to go through the roof. And people, the dollar or shit.
What supports your theory there is Chiron it's an asteroid. I factored into each chart as significantly as a planet. It's referred to as the wounded healer. It's always where there's a wound that never heals. And in this chart, it's wrapping up a long sojourn through the second house of our finances. So all our financial wounds could come back to really haunt us this time. Because it travels close to the planet Neptune, which you said before is illusions and veils, it also rules pharmaceuticals and drugs. You're going to hear a lot about spending money on health care and drugs and chemicals and pharmaceuticals, and maybe we've been hurting ourselves with that industry. Even though we've made a lot of strides, we may have hurt ourselves with that. So healthcare is going to be a hot topic, but there's also it shows up in our second house of finances, so there's also a lot of wounding financially. And Neptune being the great illusionist, as you were referring to, would that explain your inflation and masking that?
Because people are going to go through the assumption that everything they're going to actually, this is my hypothesis, and I've been saying to this, and it's almost being fabricated, right, to tell you, it seems to me that because in the United States, people go, how come the Americans don't stand up and get on the streets like Iran and places like that? I says, because people here, when they think they have something to lose, they don't want it, but if they have nothing to lose, America's probably the most, they're probably the worst as far as very rebellious. So as long as the Americans have, that people have their candy and they think they have a job, they think they have something to lose, and I think that people are, actually the money's coming in, right now we have high unemployment. I think the unemployment is actually going to start going down. People are going to actually have work, but guess what? Like what you're saying, you think everything looks hunky-dory because you got a job, but that job that you may be making maybe $15, $10 an hour, but that your gas is going to go through the roof because, by the way, the dollar, if it goes down, oil goes up because it's subject to the dollar. That means everything you buy, look what's going on. I mean, I'm going to the market. Things are going up in prices now. Think what's going to happen in 6 months from now. We're going to have hyperinflation. So you're going to have a job, yeah. You're going to be able to feed your family somehow, but you're going to be working so much harder and having less. And it's like what you're saying, and it's that part of our financial thing. But I want to get into that real quickly, into that the drug thing, because you bring up another issue that's pretty interesting. You're with the healthcare, Obama's plan that every thought, turned out to be a facade anyways, a sellout to the insurance companies anyway, because they're the only ones who really benefit. And thank God they're finding it maybe unconstitutional, because you can't tell people to have health insurance. That's sort of like unconstitutional. It ain't a privilege. the aspects... What do you see with that? Do you think his program is going to go through? Or are they going to go back to that? Or we're just going to eat total crap for the next 4 years and not have any real health insurance in this country like most normal countries like the UK, Israel, Australia, France, Canada have at least something that's sort of normalized as a right as opposed to a privilege?
I don't do four-year forecasts. I'm only looking at the next 3 months. And like I said before, I just see a lot of money being spent on healthcare. It's kind of open to interpretation because Chiron, we can hurt ourselves with the amount of money going into the program mm-hmm. at the same time as healing people. I would say a lot of money is going to be spent on that initiative over the next 3 months. But it's going to become the Chiron actually moves from the second house of finances to the third house of communication around February. It could become much more open to debate, much more talked about, and who's really hurting and who's really benefiting. So I would say it'd be a hot topic of conversation. I don't think you can predict any time in the immediate future whether it's going to take hold or not. I don't think this is going to be an issue that's going to be decided anytime soon. And when I look over at the House of Health, I get the sign of Gemini, and that's, there's two sides to Gemini, so there's two sides to the issue, and again, it comes back to the issue of debate. Now, the moon falls in that house briefly during the eclipse, so there could be the moon representing our country. Hidden things could come to light about that, but right now, the planet USA, the USA from 1776, Uranus falls in that house. So expect the unexpected with that, and it's still up in the air. I don't see it being resolved anytime soon.
Okay, how about the unexpected about pharmaceuticals? Because, they always, the FDA, now people are a lot of, and this comes out actually, by the way, in WikiLeaks too, is they've been coming out, and a lot of information coming out how... the FDA is every normal, unless you're living in Iraq, is basically owned by the pharmaceuticals, has been restricting the drugs that would actually benefit us and the ones that would be not the benefit to us, but money-wise benefit to the companies has been to our detriment. And then there's like they're going like, oops, oh, I'm sorry, well, this thing might cause you a heart attack. A side effect, you might die 3 years. It seems to me there's this continuation, but in your analysis, you stipulate that there's going to be more things, whether it's new age, new idea, or new health products or new health things coming out, while other ones are going to be shown to be that we thought were good are going to be bad. Can you elaborate on that?
It's just a thought. It's just an interpretation of the planets. Neptune's been in the sign of Aquarius, I think, for about the last 10 years, at least. I can look it up. And Aquarius is the sign of the inventor. So in that time, within the past 20 or so years, longer than that, but really, really strong within the last couple of years, you've seen the invention. And Aquarius is the inventor. You've seen the emergence of all these new drugs. Every time you watch TV, there's a dozen commercials with new drugs to help all these illnesses. And, you know, the side effects, me and my husband laugh, because the side effects sometimes seem worse than the initial illness. So you've seen a lot of that. Now, both Neptune and Chiron in February, Neptune, I think it might dip into Pisces this year for a brief amount. Both are going to move into the sign of Pisces. Now, Neptune is at home in Pisces because it is the modern ruler of that sign. So that would speak well for healthcare because it's at home in its own environment. But at the same time, Pisces and Neptune rules veils, illusions, and untruths. So while things appear to be getting better with the drugs, what might be happening is that we're not seeing things clearly, or there's being an even bigger falsehood presented to us. And the fact that Neptune and Chiron are traveling together, they're conjunct each other, speaks that our medicines that we have, that we think are good, that we think are helping us, could actually be hurting us in the long run. I'm from, you know, the New Age school of belief with medicines that they don't cure you, they just treat the symptom in an effort to further the financial means of the pharmaceutical companies. I'm much more a believer in mind over matter when it comes to healthcare. And I don't think drugs ever benefit anybody, but I would not want to say that to somebody who's suffered from something chronically for a long time and has this wonder drug that has helped them where nothing else has. So my personal opinion is I never really believed drugs are a good idea. And as you see Neptune move into Pisces, you could see more drugs and better drugs, but the illusion of the whole thing might be just that it's not really the best. And Chiron there would kind of emphasize that point. The more we try and heal the cell ourselves, the more we're wounding ourselves because we're not getting better. We're just treating symptoms. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm trying to remember the name of the guy, and they went after him. He was sort of like the Tesla of medicine. Actually, he individually found out how I'm trying to look up his name real quickly. He was attacked by the FDA, and they made a thing because they were saying like he was not, I'm trying to remember his name right now. It's like Zuberski or something like that. And I want people to be able to look it up because he's starting to come up lately in the news and people are bringing up, and I apologize because I was trying to find his name on a past piece that a friend of mine had put up. But they are saying how a lot of the issue of the medicines of like the pharmaceuticals like you're talking about were being let's put it this like cancer, all the cancer stuff that we had. There's actually we have a lot of the cures of cancer, but they're not disclosing those. They're wanting to go through the chemo because there's good money in it. I mean, I'm going to give you a point because somebody asked me about that real quickly. On healthcare, they had emailed me actually. And they say, well, it's all about the insurance companies. And personally, I think it goes two ways. When you go to a hospital that's going to charge you $50,000 a day, and they're not really, and that's just the room itself, not nurses, not anything else, and they're charging your insurance company. So there's a collusion between both providers and the insurance companies. Just like the pharmaceuticals are making serious bucks here, which are the providers. The doctors are involved with it because they're getting, you know, who knows what kind of kickbacks to produce the medicines that were that, you know, to tell you to buy. You know, they have all these sick. Go to a doctor's office and it's like watching going to a convention center and are going to a convention in Las Vegas. I mean, I see all these salesmen knocking on the door. You're walking in line, bringing samples and stuff like that, and they're constantly pushing their drugs. And who knows if what's being produced and shown as a impetus to, to use something that's not really healthy, what I'm saying, as opposed, God, I can't find his name. I think his name was Brzezinski. That's his name, Brzezinski. I don't know how it's spelled. But there was a guy named Dr. Brzezinski. I can't remember how it's spelled right now. But he was a doctor who was attacked by, almost like Tesla. He came out many years ago with a drug that actually cured cancer, and they went after him, and they came out with the idea, and this came out, and this is on record, that an individual cannot produce and have patent behind a pharmaceutical. Only a company can. That was their policy. And I thought it was crazy. I mean, how can something so ridiculous? But, God, I can't find his name. I apologize. I was looking it up. I thought I had it here. It's somewhere here. I'll have to mention it in my next show. But I apologize for it because I was really trying to look that up because I thought it was really important to look his name up. But it seems
I don't think it is going to be a big issue in this quarter. Looking at the winter solstice period, all this healthcare stuff is not as significant as the other things we've talked about. It falls in the financial sector, so it's mostly going to be all the things you're debating as it relates to money and finances.
Okay, so let's and recapping everything. So basically, what are your perspective is that the eclipse is going to basically because of the eclipse, which is going to say it's stirring up Jupiter and Uranus. If we were to cap everything in a nutshell, what would you say the main theme in the next 3 months is?
Okay, the way the eclipse is stirring up Uranus and Neptune is not as significant as what I talked about in the beginning, is the Sun being next to the North Node, Pluto, and Mars, which puts the Sun, if you interpret that as Obama, however you want to turn it, in a real position of strength. As long as that person or thing does not work against their own agenda, the country is going to be very disillusioned and may take a radical action, but it would ultimately be to our detriment, or if it was a radical party that thought they were representing the best needs of the nation, it would be to their detriment. We're going to continue with themes of conservatism and downsizing. There's also, I think, some real potential threats to the president, which I've gone over. Information is still being withheld from us, and it will continue to be, but there's going to be a lot of stuff revealed with the eclipse. Uranus and Neptune are not only being stimulated in this chart, but this eclipse is stimulating the Uranus and Mars from the autumnal equinox chart and the moon. So we're back to the moon again, the country. Females, we look at powerful females, Hillary Clinton. These are going to be big issues because they're being restirred. But when you're stirring up something from a past, that like the fall equinox, you're looking at, you know, those issues coming back, and that's around women and a grassroots movement and things to do with our country. So those are going to be the main points. And objective health care in that is going to fall on the financial plate. That's about it. And our economy is going to be talked about, but money's not going to be a big thing. Foreign affairs, I don't think, are going to be such a big thing. It's mostly about us strengthening our position through downsizing and streamlining.
So basically cutting off the fat and get back to being, to as they say, kitchen economics, as somebody would say.
Oh, and that's a great metaphor because it falls by the fourth house, which would rule the kitchen.
Yeah, well, that's all saying that kitchen economics is, you know, when you sit down, you know, and you go through the bills and you go through, okay, I really don't need to get that, go to that fancy thing. You know, kitchen economics is, okay, we need to take care of our food or clothing or our electricity, the main things first, and whatever's that, then we set to a side, then maybe do something, you know, entertainment. But for kitchen economics, take care of the necessities, and it seems that that's what the U.S. is going to be with going back for withdrawing to the fix our own infrastructure. We haven't even fixed our bridges and roads yet. fixing our own systems, you know, our own finances, cutting out all the fat, the earmarks, cutting all that crap out, which now they're trying to reconcile, like discovery of some weird thing on, if a virus on a great works in Washington, D.C. Come on, that's ridiculous. I mean, things like that. They're going to start going through all the earmark crap that people are, that we've been paying for, and it's being disclosed. Lastly, before you go, because I want you to get into, we're going into the retrograde thing that you talked, you reiterated in the next coming months, because you said it seems to be a very important thing with our, we're in it now. You said as the solstice begins during the Metro Mercury retrograde with major rumblings from our past eclipses. I want you to get into that, but after, if you could possibly carry, give out your contact information and how people can contact you and get a great reading and analysis as well.
Retrograde just means going back from the past. And this eclipse that we're having on the same day as the winter solstice is triggering a lot of issues from the past equinox and solstice. And I have a ton of information. My previous reports are up on my website. I have a ton of free information on my website. It's zodiacbuzz.com, ZodiacBuzz.com. If you go to Already Buzz, that's my Astro Archives, those articles should be in there. And also Astro Buzz, the latest news from the Zodiac, is where I'll be putting up my this report that we've been talking about today. If you've tuned in, you're the first people to hear my analysis along with your interpretation, but it will be up on my website by the 21st. And all my contact information for readings, cost, prices, phone number, which is toll-free around the world, 866-395-1340, is all on the front page of my website. If you go to zodiacbuzz.com, you have access to all my information, my readings, and my prices. I'm running a special until the 24th of December, where I'm offering $10 off on half-hour readings and 15-minute readings and 45-minute readings. So you can save $10 on most of my readings and on two of my astrology charts. So feel free to call me if you have any questions or email me at Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y, at ZodiacBuzz.com. And thank you, Andrew, for your insights and having me on your show and really driving home the point of why do we use astrology? It's just so we can gauge the future and know how to deal with it.
Yeah, I thank you for coming on my past shows and this show and my future shows, because I think it's important for people to, it's really good to have that because it gives you a sort of a guide. Everybody has free will in you, because always, you know, like I say, a reading, somebody give you a reading, but you can always change the circumstances to some extent. But when you have a weather pattern that's happening in snow, you can't really stop the snow, but you can always know, well, I'm going to wear a warm jacket, like I said, and prepare for certain situations that could arise. And, I mean, people, look at, no reason why Reagan and his wife, and I'll just tell you for a fact, I know high-level corporate executives, CEOs, for example, of major films studios utilize astrology. And they actually, when you see releases on film, for example, they actually pick not just they pick the date for astrological reason. They actually have they do an astrological analysis. I know for the fact, they actually have astrologers freely what day they pull out, they release a movie. So it's very interesting that all these people utilize this, and that's why I really highly recommend getting astrological analysis done. And at the same time, you get a good reading. So that's why I highly recommend, contact Carrie and get a reading. And again, I want to thank her for coming on, and I want to thank all you out there who are listening. It's really a pleasure to have you listen, and I love doing this show in particular for the benefit of providing information, because this not only provides information to myself, it provides information to all those out there, and we all learn from each other. And I want to thank everybody out there who is listening. Again, thank you, Carrie, once again, and thank you, BBS Radio. God bless you all. And with that, I'm going to close, and I believe they're going to hit some of Mississippi from Angie Manson. God bless you all. Have a great weekend.